Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Coach Glenda Show. Today we have a guest, Asha Mankowska. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yes, you did great, Glenda. You did great.
How are you doing, Asha? Awesome. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Each day getting better and better.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yes. So today I'm so excited to have Asha here because she has some great information to share with us, as well as her story. And so so I just want to just begin with the first most obvious question. What's your story?
Oh, my goodness. It's, you know, let me just summarize in 2 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just tell you maybe from the end, and I will go to the beginning. Just a couple words about me. I am a business and high-performance coach. I have a
mm-hmm.
pleasure to be a consultant, trainer, branding expert, and since recently also an author of an amazing book, but I want to talk about this later a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
I have also pleasure to be an international motivational speaker for entrepreneurs, leaders, executives, fantastic, successful people around the world. My clients are from 4 different continents, but for now, I have a pleasure to speak at 2 continents, Europe and United States.
Okay,
so,
awesome.
Thank
That's
you
great.
So much. And then so that's the end of the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's start from the beginning, kind of. So a long time ago, once upon a time, I was a very unhappy, underappreciated, overworked, and overwhelmed an attorney, lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was working in a court, in the corporate world for 11 years
mm-hmm.
in Europe and United States. So
mm-hmm.
for those who know corporate world, and I think in America, really like at least 80% of us know exactly the pain
mm-hmm.
of working in that field and in that world, we know the reality, right? So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you do know, and there is far, far from our passion, perhaps from our work, life balance, and also even financial appreciation sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but how it even started? Well, you know, my mom, she's a very successful professor of medicine, and once upon a time, she just made a decision that I need a solid, good job, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our passion is not really important. Solid, good job is the safety and security that, you know, according to her, a law degree will really provide for me.
Right.
And I really wanted to become a journalist. She said, "Nope, you have a choice. You're going to be a doctor or an attorney." So that was my decision. Right? So I said, "Yes, mom."
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it a try, you know. But it
mm-hmm.
was definitely not what I was passionate about and where
mm-hmm.
my heart was in.
Yeah.
And you know, in a secret also, I finished my journalist study. So I have also master's degree in journalism and PR. Mm-hmm. And I think that was how I became, you know, sane. I kept myself sane. But several years ago, I just decided, okay, it's really not my passion. It's really not what I'm happy with. My values are in a different spot. Mm-hmm. I really want to change people's lives and help them with transformation. And mm-hmm. I really didn't feel I'm pursuing this as a lawyer, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
And mm-hmm. So I basically changed. I made a transition in life. I completely quit cold turkey.
mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I decided that this is what I'm going to do. It's going to be business coaching. From mm-hmm. the beginning, since I was 21, I always had some sort of businesses in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I had some very successful consulting and educational businesses. And also I was a published author in a couple of European mm-hmm. countries. So mm-hmm. it was really fulfilling for me.
Okay.
So I decided, you know mm-hmm. what, I really want to go after my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, mm-hmm. as you can imagine, right away, all my family and friends wanted to help me and
mm-hmm.
share all their fears with me, right?
Yeah.
Let's say,
yeah.
okay,
yeah.
are you crazy? okay, first of all. how you can even exchange, you know, this fantastic, great, fulfilling job,
mm-hmm.
solid, right, into something
mm-hmm.
that you don't even know if you can pay your bills, make money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's your
mm-hmm.
passion. It's, you know, we're happy for you. But
mm-hmm.
how are you going to support yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think first step what I had to do, it was to separate what is my passion, my determination,
mm-hmm.
and what I really want to do, and
mm-hmm.
believe in it, and just jump in and do it and take
yeah.
action from
yeah.
what my friends and family wanted for me, because essentially they want the same. They want my happiness, but just their
mm-hmm.
vision and their
mm-hmm.
life path on their way was different than mine. So that's my short story.
Well, you know, I like the way you said that, you know, they wanted your happiness, but they didn't have the same vision you had. And that's one of the qualities we have to have as individuals going forward to live our dreams, and that's what I like to talk to people about on this show, is people
mm-hmm.
that are living their dreams and hear their stories,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter which field, because it's the same. It keeps on taking the same thing, and one of those things
right.
is to get focused on your vision, because there are always distractions, and some people mean well. I mean, a lot of people do mean well because they want you to get a solid thing, but they don't realize that your passion is, you know, I don't know if you've heard this quote, your gifts will make room for you. And
mm-hmm.
that's
yes.
the same thing. Your passion will make room for you. And so that's
right.
where we need, that's where faith and faith in ourselves and faith in the process and, you know, it's just being able to say, okay, like you said, just go for it. So,
absolutely.
I'm in the book series, The Change: Insights into Personal Empowerment. So I'm in book 3. Which book are you in?
I am in the book 4.
Oh, okay, you're in book 4. So
mm-hmm.
tell me about your chapter in that book. And your title is Manifest Your Greatness Today. So what is your,
mm-hmm.
tell us something about that.
Well, so as I mentioned, I'm a business coach and high-performance coach and a branding
mm-hmm.
expert. But at the time when Jim and Jim connected with me regarding that book,
mm-hmm.
I decided that when they connected with me, I said, you know what, I'm actually in a process of writing my own book.
mm-hmm.
And they said,
mm-hmm.
great. So my first book is called Fight, Love, Live. But I, when I spoke with Jim and Jim, Jim Britt and Jim Lutz, Jim Britt was the is the first, one of the first mentors for, Tony Robbins. I was so impressed with both of them and with the amazing, you know, mission that they are on to create and provide change and transformation for the world, basically, and I definitely felt honored that they asked me to contribute to that book, and I was really pleased to do it, and especially that I'm among the finest coaches like yourself.
Thank you.
Very accomplished, and you know, I'm being inspired by just reading every chapter of the fellow co-authors. It's really phenomenal. So I would really encourage any of you to get any of those parts. Of course, Glenda is in the chapter, I'm sorry, in a change book. Number three, I mean number four, but I believe all of them are so influential, so fantastic. Yeah. So, you know, you can find so many gold nuggets that coaches, consultants, healers, ministers, they are sharing with you. It's a fantastic, phenomenal content.
Yeah, I was very impressed, too, because they called me and we had a conversation with, I call them the two gems. and it was just so impressive. You know, I was like that he had, that had been Tony Robbins' life coach, and most anybody in the personal improvement, empowerment, whatever you want to use for that field knows the name of Tony Robbins. And I've listened to his material as well. It really helped me a lot years ago. So so as we go forward, you know, with this, I just, I'm just looking for great things as well to be able to help people that maybe that can get the book, and they'll be able to find somebody within there that's going to be able to touch certain areas of your life. And you have so many that you'll be able to find somebody to touch each area of your life that can help you change in a positive way. So,
you know,
Go ahead.
I will say I'll take it to the next level, not only change, because like I heard recently, people don't resist change, they resist being changed, right? So
right,
I will call this to you know, stepping to the next level, or this what you said at the beginning, following their real dreams and passions, right? And believing that they can do it. I want to just read something from my book. It's one of the mottos that I posted that I strongly believe in. That from Manifest Your Greatness Today, the foundation of our life is freedom to be, do, and have whatever we desire. The perfect time to unlock our true power and rise above our circumstances is today. So I just want to inspire your audience and you know, my audience who will be listening to your interview with me to really go after their passion. And everything is possible. Everything is achievable. It just really depends on us, you know, showing up at our best in the world, right? Every single day. But we have to keep it very efficient, following our passion, but also do it in agreement with ourselves, to be true to ourselves, and following our true values, right?
And I like the way you put the statement, people resist being changed. And I think that that is so true. It's not, and it's not just change itself, because usually it's someone trying to change you, and when a person, a human being, is faced with that and not being able to be their authentic selves and make their organic changes, which we're going to make them anyway because that's just the way life is. And, of course, we need time. We need to learn certain principles. But as we share what principles are and we share our story, that inspires people to look within themselves. Because I know when I hear someone else's story, it just makes me think, you know, what can I get from their story? And that's just a natural human reaction. And that way people can decide to say, wow, you know, I need to change. Like that, the part you just read, you know, hearing that like today, the best time to change is today. And when somebody reads that, they can think within themselves, you know, that's so true, and it is time. And that's a more sustainable change than someone trying to change someone.
You know, I really love that you point that out because there are two aspects of this, what you just said. First of all, we never want to be changed by someone else unless we will take full responsibility. And I'm talking about this in my book. Unless we take full responsibility for our lives and actions, the change is just not going to happen because we will resist everything that is imposed on us. Even it can be the best, people will just resist regardless.
That's right.
And the second did you know that basically 95% people will never reach their goals in life, will never achieve their dreams? And it's not that their goals or dreams are too big or too small or they're not important to them. They are, you know, we all have great goals. We want to have a happy and healthy life. We want to achieve financial freedom and love and health and all that. But what's happening? Instead of acting now or starting today, as we talked about, people basically, they say, you know, I will do this someday. You know, someday I'll read a book. Someday I will ask for the raise. Someday I'll change my work. Because, you know, they put so many self-imposed limitations and roadblocks in front of them, and they just don't see it, you know. So if we can make a commitment to basically vote ourselves out of this someday island for life, I think that'll be a good
someday
beginning.
So true. Right? And that's why this book is so important, because it can be a spark for people who have it already within them and they're very aware of it, but they just haven't done it yet. And it's just so important to for these stories and information. I have my personal story and different changes that I went through in my life. And I said, well, that's what I have to offer to the world is my story and the possibilities and the reality that change can happen and certain things that you fear, but you don't really know if it's going to happen until you say, okay, today is my day to be courageous and step out there, make that phone call, write that letter, talk to that person to take that action. Today is that day. That's awesome.
Absolutely, I love it. That's the courage that you spoke about, that it will be the initial spark, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, your interview today for someone will be the spark to take the action today. Don't wait for tomorrow or, you know, more applicable timing or anything like that. There is one sentence that I absolutely love. It's about there are no perfect conditions or time to start.
That's right.
You know, right?
That's right.
If we will wait for this, it's never going to happen. And the sentence, let me just look for it. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain.
That's right.
It's Absolutely.
Amen,
one of my absolute
sister.
Favorites. Right? So it's
right.
Just, you start from where we are right now, today, from whatever we have to offer right now, and that will be our first step. You know, when
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, and whatever direction you want to go, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
your heart is, your passion is, your mission in life is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I quit completely, when I decided, okay, now I'm going to just do business coaching and I will help
mm-hmm.
people market
mm-hmm.
and brand their businesses
mm-hmm.
and their first impressions. Well, what happened? All my past co-workers, attorneys, they become my first
mm-hmm.
clients.
Yeah.
They said, oh, my God, that's fantastic. You know, we love it. We know you. We trust you. You know, we know
mm-hmm.
we're going to be
mm-hmm.
great. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
This is my tech.
Mm-hmm.
Work for me. So you never know, you know, what's
mm-hmm.
going to happen. When you open yourself for the abundant opportunities and possibilities, you never know who's
mm-hmm.
going to just say yes and
That's
open
right.
the door for you and make it possible for you to monetize your passion.
Yeah. So that's the
mm-hmm.
next thing we want to talk about is how do
mm-hmm.
we monetize what we're passionate about? And I want you to just share us with some information on that. We have
mm-hmm.
8 minutes. We have 8 minutes.
Okay. So just very quick, let me just talk to you about top mistakes first. What
mm-hmm.
stop people from monetizing their passion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I'm sure that the list is endless, but let me just talk about a couple of them. First of all, is the lack of clarity. What
okay.
do you want, right?
Okay.
What is
mm-hmm.
your passion, really? Second, what are your real values? What is your why? Your why in life has to be
mm-hmm.
so powerful that it will make you cry each time
mm-hmm.
that you wake up, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it has to help you when you wake up every day. It has to just give you the energy and the passion to face any life circumstances or challenges
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. And recently I
mm-hmm.
actually post on my Facebook, what's my why?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read it for you very quickly.
Okay.
It's on Asha Mankowska, your favorite life coach on Facebook.
Okay.
So that's what I said. What's the most important and the core secret of what we dare to achieve in our life is our why. My why
mm-hmm.
is the financial freedom for my family and me, which means to
mm-hmm.
me that I'm in abundance of wealth, love, health, and new awesome opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I can easily have safety and prosperity for my family, inspire and help others to do the
mm-hmm.
same.
Yeah.
By my achievements and example, as a proof for them, they can do anything in their
mm-hmm.
lives. So, if you're not clear on what's your why, what's your value,
mm-hmm.
then you won't be able to move forward. The next,
mm-hmm.
It's sometimes it's clutter. It's too much for creative people. We want so many things. We have so many projects. We have to
mm-hmm.
Be really specific what really we want to do and what will be our reputation and our promise,
mm-hmm.
right, for, let's say, our clients or our coworkers or employers, depends, you know, what our situation. And next thing, when people start business, the most important is the first impression, what they promise, what their reputation, how people will perceive them, how they see them. And
mm-hmm.
building brands from hope, that's what I call it, is the next top mistakes. why mm-hmm. we don't really achieve our goals, or people think, okay, let me build my product or my service first and then my branding later, which is also mm-hmm. a top mistake. Mm-hmm. The next thing will be really as simple as not knowing what are our real passion, gifts, and talents are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the next thing will be that, let's say, sometimes we really underappreciate our talents, gifts, and skills, because for us,
yeah.
They are so, so normal, so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So people
yeah.
tend to undercharge, right, for them,
mm-hmm.
because they
mm-hmm.
think we all have them, which is not
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last one that it stops people even from moving and create the main resistance is fear
okay.
and lack of confidence
mm-hmm.
and just sometimes fear and lack of confidence, but also if you are not sure what you're providing, what
mm-hmm.
is your promise,
yeah.
what's your reputation, you won't be able to clearly communicate what do you offer to your clients.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
sometimes people are not going to the next step, not because they are not great. They
yeah.
are fantastic. They have great skills, education. They're already very successful. The only thing
mm-hmm.
sometimes is that they can't communicate clearly what's their value, what's their
mm-hmm.
true worth, and
right.
Show it in the right way that can be read.
Mm-hmm.
So just very quickly, what has to be done to... And that's what I also provide in my trainings. One of the trainings
mm-hmm.
are called Impact Impressions, a very fun,
mm-hmm.
empowering, and motivational business training that
mm.
people can discover a powerful impression, their powerful impression,
mm.
and
oh,
other
okay.
perception of us, and
mm.
how they can change their lives and impact that to be able to
mm.
change their business and life.
Wow.
So first of all, we get clarity on
mm-hmm.
what's important to them, what's their
okay.
mission statement, what's their passion, what's their value,
clarity.
What
mm-hmm.
attributes they want to
mm-hmm.
be known for,
mm-hmm.
who they prefer to work with too, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that's important,
yeah.
not only us. It's about
mm-hmm.
our clients
yeah.
who would
yeah.
prefer to work with.
Yeah.
The next thing, it's how to fill the gap in between our desired results and
mm-hmm.
how to fill this in, basically.
Okay.
The next thing
okay.
is how to create the bulletproof promise based entirely on our values that our client, employees, or employers can recognize and appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And the confidence, that's
yeah.
the last part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really, thank you so much for sharing that. And if you all want to get more information, right below on the program description is all the ways you can get in touch with Asha on her
mm-hmm.
website. That's her name, and also your favorite businesscoach.com. Also,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I thank you so
yes.
much for your time and for everything that you've shared. It is it's really inspiring to me, and I know that I usually ask the person I interview, what does it take to live your passion? But you've told your story in that, as you've already answered the question. And in this last section, you've given us information, too, even about our business. So, you know, thank
mm-hmm.
you so much. And I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Glenda, also. And I'm really grateful to be with you here and also share the book and share the great mission in our lives
mm-hmm.
and businesses. And I'm definitely
mm-hmm.
looking forward to connecting with you in the future and yes, creating even more fantastic, powerful, you know, projects. And as you said, I will recommend everyone to follow me on and connect with me on different social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Google+. If there is on YouTube for the great free content, tips, and anything that you will need to get inspired.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so thank you, Asha. And everyone, look at the links below, and you can find different ways to get in touch with Asha. So that ends our show today.
Thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome. And to the listeners, have a productive and inspiring day. Thank you.